Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Chris Bettsworth, Program Director for Hillcrest Family Services, speaking about suicide prevention.
September is recognized as a national month for suicide prevention and awareness. Is this something that we see at the local level?
Very much so. There's a lot of people that will present in crisis, whether they go to one of the local churches, to a neighbor family, they come into the emergency department or their local doctor, coming into our mental health center. A lot of people experience crisis that can lead them to thoughts of suicide.
And do you have some statistics that show what it's like nationally?
Sure. Typically, there's around 40,000 deaths by suicide per year. There is over 1 million people that attempt suicide. And so what that tells me is that there's a lot of people that are out there suffering that we need to try to connect with and identify in order to get them help.
And what are some of those resources that are available locally to help folks?
Sure. There's several different things that we have. Through Hillcrest Family Services, we have available crisis services where a person can meet with a crisis counselor or one of our psychiatrists or a nurse practitioner. They need contact our office and we're able to get them connected and seen that day if necessary.
And what's the best way to contact?
Yeah, they can call out to our office at 319-653-6161 and press extension 201 and to begin speaking with our receptionist.
And are there 24-hour services that are available either locally or nationally for like a hotline?
Yeah, there are. Our local mental health region is currently funding a 24-hour crisis line. And right now that's housed at Great River Medical Center. The phone number is 1-877-404-4770. The nice thing about that is it's a local partner that's connected to a lot of the other professionals here in the community, and they're able to get that person connected back right in their own community to whoever's going to be the nearest support person for them.
With mental health care, there's still a stigma associated, unfortunately. What are some of the flags or signs that family members or friends should keep an eye out for somebody who may be dealing with depression?
Absolutely. There's a lot of different warning signs that can indicate a person is at increased risk for suicide. Some of the primary ones that I always tell folks to look out for are anytime a person is talking about feeling hopeless, if they're starting to withdraw, you know, from their friends or from their family, if they're actually talking about having thoughts of hurting themselves or killing themselves, if they're increasing their use of alcohol or other substances. These are just a few of the, you know, primary warning signs that I think anyone can, you know, kind of become aware of if they're seeing.
And when they see those signs, what should they do as a loved one?
You know, I think one of the most important things is to just begin having the conversation. This is a really difficult topic to discuss, and simply asking, how are you doing? Are you having any thoughts of actually hurting yourself or actually killing yourself? You know, what can I do to help? I think these are some of the most important questions we can have, is just having an honest, open, and direct conversation about this topic.
And really listening to what those answers are.
Absolutely.
And again, if a loved one feels that they need some guidance with how to deal with a situation, are those services available by phone?
Yeah, absolutely. So they could either contact the 24-hour crisis line. They would be connected with a crisis counselor who could provide them some general information or guidance. Locally here in Washington, they can certainly call us over at Hillcrest. I'd be happy to get them connected to one of my crisis counselors who, again, can provide kind of that general guidance, access to information that they could then hopefully use to help their loved one.
And have these local resources, have you been able to hear any feedback from folks who have found help with these?
Yeah, you know, one thing that I'm really proud of is we go into the Washington County Emergency Department and provide services there. Of the folks we see, 70% of them go on to continue services at the mental health center as opposed to having to go to an inpatient hospitalization. And I think that's just phenomenal. That really shows that when we connect with one another, we're able to serve people locally and avoid placing persons in a more restrictive level of care. We can serve them right here in our community and provide them the help they need.
That's been today's Washington Page with Chris Bettsworth, Program Director with Hillcrest Family Services, speaking about suicide prevention and awareness. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.